three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
Sit down, Bobby. Go out, Peter.
I want to play.
Okay, go chase the ball. Hey, let's have it.
Wow, look what I found. Wow.
Hey, it's full of 10s and 20s and 50s.
It's a fortune. Now, aren't you glad I played?
$850, $900. Hey, don't touch. $950, $1,000. $1,050.
Boy, that's a million weeks' allowance.
Whoever lost it must be out of their minds with worry.
$1,100.
Wow. For that kind of loot, I'll tape my trick knee. We'll form a league and play every vacant lot in town.
Oh, I can't imagine who would carry this much cash around. Must have been a very special reason.
Mom, that's the third time you look through that. There's no identification in there.
Well, Greg, it has to belong to somebody.
Yeah, me.
You?
Why you?
Because I'm the one that found it. Well, I'm the one that missed it so you could find it.
I'm the one who threw it so you could miss it so we could find it.
And I'm the one who's your mother, so can I get into this argument?
Please, Mom. We all found it.
So it belongs to all of us.
Uh-uh. Finders, keepers.
I'm the one who said us go to the lot in the first place.
Greg.
Yes, Mom?
Hello. Mr. Brady, please.
What are you calling Dad for?
I just thought you'd like to tell your father that you and your brother struck gold. And how you're going to share it.
Sure.
Brady.
Dad?
Yeah, Greg, what's up? Anything wrong?
Oh, no, everything's groovy.
Look, I'm a little jammed up right now.
Dad, you'll never guess what happened.
Greg, could it wait till later?
Well, I suppose it could. But see, we were playing football in the lot.
Mm-hmm, what's there?
Yeah, and we found $1,100.
That's fine, Greg. Look, I'll talk to you later. Give my love to your mother, okay? Goodbye. $1,100?
And that ain't hay. What is it you kids call money nowadays? Bread? That is a lot of bread. Hey, where are you going?
Downstairs to see the bread!
Hey, wait a minute. You're not finished yet.
See, now you bring down the two, that's 2/6, and that's 6/3. We can let the boys have that.
What are you figuring, Lady Einstein?
Well, you divide $1,100 by 6. That's $183 at 33 cents for each of us, and a third.
If you're so good at figuring, how come you only got a C+ in math?
This isn't math. This is money.
And you think the boys are going to want to share?
Why shouldn't they? Sure. You know what Dad's always saying about a family should be one for all and all for one.
And we're one big happy family. We're their loving sisters and they're our loving brothers.
Besides, we're giving them the 2 extra pennies, aren't we?
Oh, you girls are generous to a fault.
Wow. That's $183.33 for each of the six of us.
Let's see now. There'll be $366.66 for each of the three of us.
3 goes into 11.
Hey, don't worry. I got it right.
Hey, you can't divide 1,100 by 3.
Why not?
The stuff left over.
It's 2/3 of a cent.
Well, that's money. Let's flip for it.
Who is it?
It's your loving sisters.
Let them in.
That's sure a lot of money.
Yeah.
What were you blocking the door for?
Well, with all this money around.
Yeah, what happens if nobody were home while we were all at school?
And some crooks break in.
Or robbers.
We were trying to find a good, safe hiding place.
That's a good idea, brother.
We wouldn't want anything to happen to our money.
Your money!
It's our money.
You mean you won't share it
with your loving sisters?
We all love each other, and that's a lot of bread.
Well, gee, none of you were even there when we found it.
We'd share the money if we found it.
Well, we wouldn't expect you to.
Well, if the Brady boys are going to be selfish, then the Brady girls just aren't going to talk to them.
Well, it's going to be mighty difficult living in the same house, not talking to each other, isn't it?
But it's not our fault, Dad.
We'd share.
Hold on! I am going to put an end to this problem here and now. The wallet. Please.
What are you going to do with it, Dad?
I am going to turn it over to the police department. Because that's where people usually go when they lose something. Hoping that somebody honest is going to turn it in.
Even if there's no identification?
Peter, ID or no ID, we know it's not ours, don't we?
You're absolutely right, Dad.
I couldn't agree more.
Me too.
Goodbye, girls.
Goodbye.
Well, what if nobody claims it? Then it's ours, isn't it?
Now, look, Greg.
Well, isn't it?
If nobody claims it.
Well, somebody will, of course.
Yeah, but that's not the point. I don't like what the money's doing to the boys.
Well, the girls aren't helping any by not talking to them.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's my fault. After all I've said about all for one.
Well, let's not be unfair to the boys. I mean, after all, they are the ones who found the money.
You know what? You're bending over backwards to favor the boys.
Well, you're doing a little bending yourself, Mr. Brady. Now, what I think we should do with the money is...
Yes, Mrs. Brady?
I'm as bad as the kids. Money doesn't even belong to us.
That's what I keep saying. Somebody will claim it. And as for the kids, well, you know how they are. In no time, they'll forget they weren't speaking. See?
Well, that takes care of the juice, Alice. Now, if you can handle the cereal department, I'm going to see what's going on upstairs.
Right.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, ma'am.
You ready for chow?
Yep. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. Hi. We're not supposed to talk.
I can talk if I want to.
Okay, but I'm not talking to you.
That's what you are doing, Cindy.
I was not. Was I?
Look, let's have a little less not talking and a little more eating.
Morning, Alice.
Morning. Morning. Alice. Morning. You here for looking or eating?
Alice, can you tell some people they're blocking the refrigerator and other people are hungry?
Marcia, your brother says, will you please excuse him?
Some people are not only selfish, they won't even wait their turn.
Hey, where's Greg? He wasn't upstairs.
He's on the phone.
Okay, well, I was just wondering. Thank you very much. That's a lot of money. I'll keep in touch. Goodbye. Oh, hi, Pete.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, the police. I wanted to see if anybody picked the money up.
Well, did they?
No, it's still there.
That means maybe we're gonna get it.
Don't count on it. Read this.
found. Brown and white Cocker Spaniel.
So what has that got to do with it?
No, no, no. The next one.
Lost. Brown wallet.
That's it.
Containing large sum of money. Reward.
What'd you have to go and read that for?
I couldn't help it. The paper was sitting right here by the phone.
There's a number to call.
I know.
Gee, if only we hadn't looked at it.
But we did.
Yeah.
If we call, we could lose the money. Should we call or shouldn't we? That's the question.
What's the answer?
I don't know. Then you're with me?
All the way.
You know the consequences.
Yep.
Okay, we call.
Don't give it away now. Make them tell you exactly where he lost it.
Shh.
And how many $50 bills there were.
I will. Oh, how many bills were there?
I don't know.
Sir? I'm calling about the lost wallet you advertised. And if you'll just tell me what it looks like. Brana, it's worn, old, lots of bills. $220. Sir, I'm happy to... I'm sorry to tell you, but this isn't your wallet. Goodbye.
Boy, it sure pays to be honest.
It sure does. And I'm proud of both of you. But I already called that ad.
You called?
Mm-hmm. That's why the paper's near the phone.
You know something, Dad? I feel it. That money's gonna be ours.
Might.
Might? It's already been a whole day.
And nobody even called the police. I checked.
Well, people don't always go to the police. That's why I put an ad of my own in the paper.
You put one in?
About our money?
About the money you found.
What'd you say in the ad?
Well, just whoever lost a wallet, call us up and identify it. Now that ought to bring results.
Yes? Well, could you describe it? Wrong wallet.
Is a lot of money, and I'm sure you do need it. I'd like to help you. I really would. It just isn't the wallet we found. I'm sorry. I really am very sorry. Oh, darned onions. Oh.
Something wrong, Alice?
Alice, I've told you, peel the onions under the cold water.
What, miss a good cry?
Hey, any calls about the wallet?
18. And some fascinating guesses. Are you ready for plaid cowhide?
Well, you have to expect some ding-a-lings. But I refuse to be cynical.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Is our money still safe?
Yes, almighty King Midas.
We'll get it any day now.
Yeah, well, you know, the police can hold on to it for a long time.
The law says 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months.
Oh, really?
Unless, of course, you sue my ability.
Well, that's very interesting, Peter. Go on.
Well, if you sign for it, we can ask the police to give us the wallet right now and hold it ourselves 6 months in the bank and collect the interest. That's how it works.
Where in the world did you get all this information?
Joey's dad told me.
Joey's Peter's friend.
His dad picked him up at school, and I asked him. He's a lawyer.
Well, we certainly appreciate your checking this out so thoroughly.
That's okay. Just let me know how you want to handle it, Dad.
There they go. Howard Hughes and J. Paul Getty.
All those kids think about is money since they found that wallet.
And it isn't even theirs yet.
That's what concerns me. What's going to happen if they get it?
I need some paper.
Just a moment, please. When it comes to sharing in this house, there are certain selfish people in this house who don't care to.
I always share paper with you.
Not when it's green with numbers on it and you find it in a wallet.
Come on, Marcia.
You don't share with us, Stingy. We don't share with you.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Trying to figure out how my hair looks best.
Come down all over your face.
Very funny.
Now what do you think you're doing?
I told you I'm trying to figure out how my hair looks best.
I mean you're using my hairbrush.
I always use your hairbrush.
Not anymore, Mr. Stingy.
Want a piece of licorice?
Yeah.
I bet you do.
It seems to me that things are getting slightly out of hand around here.
I'm with you. And I'm going to do some straightening out pronto. This is rapidly becoming a house divided. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves.
And all because of something you don't even have.
Your mother and I share our good fortune. We share it with all of you.
Every day.
I think it's about time you pulled yourselves together and called a truce to this civil war. And that's an order.
Please, Dad. Just a minute. Okay. We'll share.
You really mean it?
Yeah.
Me too.
Not me.
All right, I'll share.
A very wise decision.
Well, boys might as well learn at an early age that girls are going to cost them money the rest of their lives.
Oh.
Thanks, Greg, for sharing.
You too, Peter and Bobby.
Heck, even six ways, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Hey, wow.
What?
It just came to me why Dad called this big meeting.
Why?
Well, he must think we're gonna get the money.
Hey, yeah!
Hello. Yeah, this is Mr. Brady. $150 down. No, I'm afraid you got the wrong Mr. Brady. Mr. Greg Brady? Just a moment. Greg!
Mike, guess who is just at the back door?
Who?
One of Peter's friends. Peter offered to buy his 10-speed bike from him.
Yeah. Greg, phone for you. Mr. Greg Brady has been pricing cars.
Cars?
Hello? Yes, sir. Well, you see, I haven't quite got the down payment yet.
No.
Why don't we just forget it, sir? Sorry.
What in the world is going to be next around here?
Can I have a stamp, Daddy? I want to send away for a horse.
Any questions? We are not buying anything. Hello. Yeah, this is he. They did? That's wonderful. Yeah, thanks, Sergeant. The owners have just picked up their wallet at the police station.
Thank goodness. That is the best news I've heard all week.
Yeah. Whoopee.
Well, least there's one good thing about our not getting the money.
Name it.
No income tax.
Ho, ho, ho.
What we've got to do is look on the bright side.
What bright side?
Well, it's better than not finding $1,100 at all.
Mrs. Brady?
Yes?
My name is Stoner. I just got my wallet back from the police. They gave me your address.
Oh, Mr. Stoner, I'm so happy for you. Won't you come in, please?
Well, just for a minute. Me and my miss have been doing some frantic backtracking the last few days.
Oh, I can just imagine.
I wanted to thank your boys for turning it in.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Stoner. I'll just call them. Greg, boys?
We were driving cross-country, and I pulled into that lot to fix a flat. I took off my coat. Must have fallen out of my pocket. Sure was stupid not having any identification in the wallet.
Well, the important thing is, you got your money back.
Can't tell you, Mrs. Brady, how much it means to us. Me and the missus have been saving up for this trip for years.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Mr. Stoner, this is Greg, Bobby, and Peter.
You're fine, honest boys, and I want to thank you and give you a reward.
Gee, $100.
I think that's a little too much, Mr. Stoner.
Mr. Stoner, this is my husband, Mike Brady.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Dad's right, this is too much.
Well, they gotta take something. How about $50?
No, I think that's still too much, right, boys?
I agree, Dad.
Me too.
Well, I gotta give them something. How about $20?
Well, thanks, Mr. Stoner.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks again to all of you, from me and the missus.
Bye, Mr. Stoner.
Bye, sir.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Certainly hope you have a nice trip, Mr. Stoner.
Thank you.
Hang on to the wallet.
I will.
Well, what's the matter with you guys?
What'd you settle on 20 for, Dad?
Because I think it's enough, Greg.
It's too much. 18 is a lot easier to divide by 6. Let's go.
How about those boys?
Yeah, well, it really doesn't surprise me, honey. Me and the missus got a great bunch of kids. Well, all's well that ends well.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah, it was nothing.
Well, I still don't think it was fair that you got the extra 2 cents when the kids split the $20 reward.
I was the one who took the wallet to the police station.
All for one and one for all? Was that just another great saying you made up?
What did you do? Come on, why should you share?
Well, I'm the one who gave the boys permission to play football in the vacant lot in the first place.
Okay. Then you can have half of my 2 cents. And an extra reward.
You can have the penny back. I'd rather have some more reward.